bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba ba.
Hello, Bill.
Wendy, nice to see you. Welcome to the bonus hour, our first of the week. Our last of the month, but our first of the week.
We've talked about Halloween costumes in the past, and I was wondering if you had your sexy Bill Maher costume ready for this year.
It's not ready yet. My auntie still has to sew it for me. I'm waiting for my auntie.
I am bothered by something that was in the news, and actually we should have covered this on the other portion of our radio show. There will be no candy or costumes on Halloween at an elementary school in Evanston this year. Have you heard this?
I live in Evanston.
I know, that's why
I bring
this up.
Where am I going to get milk duds? This is bogus. I'm out.
You shouldn't have been out. You've been trick-or-treating?
This is very upsetting to me. Why would they take away candy on Halloween?
And in an elementary school, when to me it matters the most.
Those are your prime candy years.
All right, it's the Lincoln Elementary School. 910 Forest Avenue has canceled its Halloween celebration during the school day.
Yeah.
First of all, I have, as a parent, we have all gone to watch the parade of the kids walking around the school.
Yes. And boy, do you not enjoy that?
I do enjoy it.
I enjoy that.
It hurts no one. I feel sorry for the kids that can't afford a costume, or maybe their parents are at work and they forgot their costume and no one can get the kid a costume.
Yes.
That's where I think the school should have extra costumes.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Like a nice restaurant always has a couple of extra ties in case a goof like me wants to eat in their restaurant.
Or a jacket.
Right. You always have that ready.
Or
that's a great idea.
At the Arlington racetrack, Jimmy Mack had to wear another man's pants.
Mm-hmm. And I bet that was the only time that's happened to him.
And he had to wear them because we were in the elevator. I was emceeing something for a big event, and I brought the boys with and Jim with. And Jim had these khaki pants, but there were rips in it, like planned.
Yes.
And the lady on the elevators, we were going to the presidential level, said, we have a pair of trousers upstairs that we can give you. And Jim just laughed, going, that's funny. And she goes, I'm not kidding.
She meant it. You have to dress up there, huh?
So he had, no holes in your pants. They weren't, you couldn't see skin through it.
Mm-hmm.
But that was very fashionable.
Right. I know. You don't have to sell it.
I know. And then he wore some man's Sansapelt pants and spilled a beer. One
An
of our
older
sons.
Man, I bet.
I don't know.
Sansibelt. What's the youngest guy that's ever worn Sansibelt pants? 40?
Jimmy Mack?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know if they were Sansibelt, but they were pants that he put on that he did put his own
and
belt.
Sansibelt means
without a belt.
Without a belt. It's right there in their name.
Maybe they were then. I don't know if he put his belt on them, but all I know is one of the kids said, Dad, you spilled a beer. And he goes, don't care. They're not my pants. So
I'm going to create a line of shirts called Sansa Sleeve Shirts for people who don't like sleeves on their shirts.
Kid Rock will wear them.
Yeah,
he could be your spokesperson.
I'll sell them all to Kid Rock and his ilk.
All right, Lincoln Elementary School. Tonight.
They should have extra costumes, Wendy. That's the point, is a school like that that's going to be that way should have some extra costumes just for the kids who can't dress like that.
Right, but this isn't what that's about.
What is it, then?
According to the Chicago Tribune, the school said it wants to be inclusive of all students and avoid celebrating a cultural holiday during the school day that some students don't celebrate because of religious reasons. Listen, I'm pleading ignorance here. I'm not trying to be rude or disrespectful, but may I ask what religions don't, I mean, maybe they don't partake in Halloween festivities,
right?
But is it a sin?
I don't know if it's a sin. That's a little much. Why would it be a sin to eat Whoppers and dress like a pirate? That shouldn't be a sin.
Do you know Whoppers are really not that good?
No.
The consistency makes my
teeth
itch.
You don't like the malt?
No.
All right.
It's just, it gives me shivers, sound of the...
Shiver me timbers. It all ties in, Wendy.
While we recognize that Halloween is a fun tradition for many families...
It was, until you ruined it, Lincoln Elementary School.
It's not a holiday that is celebrated by all members of our school community, and for various reasons. There are also inequities in how we have traditionally observed the holiday as part of our school day. Our goal at Lincoln is to provide space and opportunities for all students to be part of the community, not to create an environment that may feel exclusive or unwelcoming to any child.
That's harsh. You work in a place, I don't know how many people work here at WGN. Let's say 80. I just made up a number. Depending on whatever their religious beliefs are, if they celebrated whatever holidays they wanted to celebrate, if Andy Mazur said to you, I'm a Wiccan, and this Thursday it's Wiccan Day, so I'm going to dress, you'd go, all right, Andy, that's fine. Be you, Andy, be yourself, for heaven's sakes. Why would you take that away from somebody?
Because I exclude some people who, for religious reasons, don't participate in Halloween. So what is that kid going to do, sit in the library and read a book?
But you're taking away the fun of, I would say, again, I'm just making up a number. Let's say it's 80%, 90%. You're gonna take that away from 80 or 90% of the kids because a small amount of the kids aren't, there's no religion connected to Halloween.
Well, that's what I need to look into, and I will. I just want to finish
this. Is that a religious holiday?
Lincoln School Principal is Michelle Cooney. I know you're going to reach out to her.
I'm sending her a very angry telegram. And she'll get that in a few weeks.
Candygram.
Yes, ironically, a candygram.
You should do that.
She'll just open it up. Oh, there's sixlets falling out of this telegram. Who sent me this?
Those aren't that good either.
You don't like sixlets?
Those are malted milk balls.
Yeah, they're little
mini
very
ones.
Small ones.
They don't.
Six of them, if my counting is anywhere near accurate.
That's against my religion, counting. Parents at Lincoln said they feel frustrated for a few reasons, including being left out of the decision-making, a lack of clarity on why the decision was made, and how the school's planning to move forward.
Mm.
To take away Halloween in the name of a few people who don't celebrate, this is completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
In lieu of a Halloween party...
Lou.
Hi, Lou.
Tribune reports the students will have a fall celebration on Friday, November 1st.
Oh, that sounds like fun, to celebrate the harvest.
Why don't you do the fall celebration on October 31st? And for those of you who want to wear a costume, wear the costume. For those who want to have the fall celebration, dress like a scarecrow.
What's wrong with that? That sounds like it solves every problem.
And it's including everyone.
Yes.
I get it. You know, my kids never had peanut allergies. I feel really bad for the people who do have peanut allergies.
Yeah.
Sometimes even just getting a whiff of it will really send someone into anaphylactic shock.
Yeah.
But the world, you have to make adjustments if you have special issues, don't
right.
you?
You think, yes, you would think you do.
All right.
Right. You could adjust to that.
Religion.
What religion is Halloween?
No, does not.
And ask who anaphylactic is, because I've heard her name before and I'm not familiar with her work.
She was our school nurse.
She anaphylactic was your school
yes.
nurse. I didn't know that, Wendy. That's amazing. I've heard her name mentioned. It's been bandied about several times, and I keep meaning to look it up.
Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't celebrate any holidays or even birthdays. Some Christians, some believe the holiday is associated with Satanism or paganism.
My cousins were Jehovah's Witness, and we would always have big holiday celebrations, and they would come to it. And it was always so sad because we'd all be talking about whatever we got for Christmas or for Hanukkah, and they would always just sit there and they had a very sad look. And then somebody would always say, Todd and Shannon were my cousins. Todd, Shannon, what did you guys get for Christmas or for Hanukkah? And they would say, nothing, we're Jehovah. And they would just look so sad.
Well, that's not your fault.
No. But, I mean, I gave their parents credit for bringing them to the holiday celebrations, but then, you know, we would all bring our toys and stuff and play with whatever we got, and Todd and Shannon would just look dazed and confused by it all.
You know, listen, I don't go to church as much as I should. I'm Roman Catholic, and...
I'm Roman Gabriel.
What?
He was a football player in the 60s.
So eight people thought that was
I don't think anywhere near eight. I'd be shocked. Even if Robin Gabriel were listening, he would go, wait, what?
Well, I just feel like I have to say I'm Roman Catholic now. Geez, I'm Catholic. I could be a better Catholic. Yeah. I'm spiritual. I believe in God. And my religion is important to me.
Sure.
And I understand that your religion,
right,
you in general, is important to you as well. Now, I didn't know this, and I like to learn.
Yeah.
Here are some of the religions that don't celebrate Halloween.
All right.
Because prior to this, neither of us knew.
I did not know any of these.
Jehovah's Witnesses, as I mentioned, they don't celebrate any holidays or even birthdays.
Right.
And I'm not going to make fun of that. That's their business.
Right. But I'm telling you, in a situation where you're surrounded by people, and maybe this works into Lincoln Elementary's plan, I always felt so bad for my cousins who on those holidays where everybody else was rejoicing in all the gifts we received, and they just very sullenly would explain that they got nothing. It was very, even as a kid, it was heartbreaking to me.
I bet they're better people than you are.
Oh, far better. Far better. Not even close.
Some Christians, some believe the holiday is associated with Satanism or paganism, so they're against celebrating it.
Hmm. I don't think that's true, though. It's candy. I mean, you're wearing a costume. You're not pretending to be that person. You know it's a costume. But you know what it ties into? Remember I told you that we used to live in the apartment we lived in, had very religious people living downstairs, and the idea of anything Harry Potter made them furious.
Well, that's against like a certain volume of the Bible.
Yes. They would be like incensed when a new Harry Potter movie came out.
It's against
it made
God.
Them so mad. But they loved Lord of the Rings. They were fine with Lord of the Rings.
Again, I
loved it.
I'm not going to criticize what other people decide is the path they want to follow.
Yeah.
But couldn't you
argue that the same...
Yes.
The same forces of good and evil that exist in the world of Harry Potter also exist in the world of Lord of the Rings?
What about Star Wars? Although that's not otherworldly, that's just...
But it's still good. It's still your good versus evil. Classic matchup, by the way. Good versus evil. Hard to top that. I mean, Frasier Ali is good, too. But good versus evil? Head of the card.
I don't understand. We all kind of pick and choose what works for us.
Yes. Yeah.
And are hypocritical in some ways.
Let's say your boys attend Lincoln Elementary School in Evanston.
That would be a long commute.
It's a long drive every day, but you love what the school says. And then the school informs you that Halloween will no longer be existing on school grounds on Halloween. What would your reaction be? What would you do? Anything?
That's a great question, because I'd like to say right now that...
Also, in my opinion, your sons are too young or too old to go to elementary school. That would be upsetting.
Well, that's their costume.
<All right. laughs>
They're an adult.
All right. That's fine.
I would either let them wear a costume to school anyway.
Oh, that would stir some controversy.
And say, I didn't get the email.
Oh, that would be very daring.
Or I would just explain to them.
Would you talk to anybody in the front office and go, hey, my kids have gone to this school for years and they've looked forward to Halloween and now you're taking that away from them. What are you doing? Would you do that?
I would like to know the amount of people that were against it. And I would like to know if they, like, obviously they wouldn't give out an email address of a parent who has complained and said, listen,
no,
we don't believe
that.
But, you know, maybe you could reach out to them and... You know, since it's just a goofy day, maybe that kid could stay home that day.
Really? That's interesting.
Well, because they're probably not going to get a lot of work done.
Our school would always do, like, on Halloween, it was a regular school day, but usually, like, the last hour was a Halloween party in your homeroom.
All right, a regular school day. What kid, with the anticipation of getting candy and getting candy, paid any attention? Those lessons were lost for that day.
For the most part. I mean, it was certainly a distraction.
It's cute. You think you learned some math problem.
I mean, everybody's dressed up like, you know, superheroes and stuff. And
you know what you learned that day?
Huh?
How many pieces of candy are in sexlets? Sixlets. Oops, mine was different. I went to a different school.
I guess you did. Wow.
All right. Some Christians, as I mentioned, I always get
that. Crossing your name off
that list. I wanted
to
say sextuplets. That's what got me confused. But they're sixlets.
They're sixlets because you get six of them in a package.
Well, why are there six kids in sextuplets? Why isn't it sixtuplets?
Because you had to have sex to have those kids.
Got it.
Now it makes sense.
Orthodox Jews, they don't celebrate Halloween due to its origins as a Christian holiday other Jews may or may not celebrate.
Oh.
Now, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
And Muslims, many Muslims don't celebrate Halloween, again, due to its origins in other religions.
Oh.
All right, well, I stand corrected.
So there's a couple of factions of religions who don't recognize the holiday.
I hate Halloween, so quite honestly, I don't care.
Wendy, don't say that.
I had fun when my kids were little.
But now you hate it?
It's stupid.
They're going to elect you in the next principal of Lincoln Elementary School in Evanston now.
Thank God I got a backup job.
Halloween is stupid. That's the girl for us. We've got to have her run our school.
I don't know what to tell you. And parents, I feel bad.
What if they move this? You know, there's talk that they'll move Halloween to the weekend. Not for this year. It's a month away.
But they had discussed the idea. That's dumb.
Yeah, you got to have Halloween on the 31st. That's when it is.
Are you going to move Christmas then to make it on a weekend?
No, you can't do that. But Easter is always different. We somehow survive that, and Thanksgiving's different all the time. We get through that. And my birthday changes all the time. I don't understand how. It should be on the same day.
It should be. I mean, Christmas is always December 25th, and whatever day it falls upon, so should Halloween.
Yes. Yes. Now you said it.
Valentine's Day is February 14th. Are you going to change
always
it to the weekend
been?
Of?
No.
Why is it always the same weekend as Sweetest Day?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
It's like 5 months off or 6 months different.
Oh, yeah, that's in October around. It's my anniversary, and Sweetest Day weekend's always together.
Oh, that's why. That's why.
It's a stupid holiday,
too. Wendy, we must take a break. Hold your venom. Hold your venomous thoughts. We will take a break. There will be some news and then more discussion. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Your day is made.
Look who's in the studio with us, Wendy. It's Don Kleppen.
Hello.
The star of the podcast, Steppin' with Kleppen.
Recently connived and soon to be released.
I have in the past, Don, I don't know if you know this, I have set up other people in the newsroom with podcasts.
Oh.
Dave Schwann Autobahn didn't sell very well.
Oh, man.
So yours was a godsend when we came up with your ideas.
This really changed everything.
This
is perfect. I was looking for like a direction in my life, so this is perfect.
You've worked with Wendy in the past, right?
Yeah. We worked at another place together.
Yes, we won't say it.
All right.
Right. But it was fun. It was a great time, and I'm happy to be in the vicinity again.
You're reunited and it feels so good.
It does.
That happens a lot in radio.
Mm.
You know, you come across people that you worked with before. Bill still can't shake me. I don't know what the problem is. You got 16 years away from me and then, oh God, Wendy's back.
And Orion and I worked at a Lithuanian station for years.
Wow.
So that was a weird reunion when people showed up here.
That was my first paid radio job, was an AM Christian ethnic station.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So I had to turn on the transmitter. It was on Dundee and Sanders Road in Northbrook.
Oh, yeah.
And I would...
Transmitter Row, as they call it.
It was a house. I think it's still there.
Was it? Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was like an old house with a big antenna there. And you would let everything warm up, and I'd have to sign us on at 6 a.m. and I did Christian rock for an hour and a lot of Michael W. Smith.
Oh, yeah.
And Amy Grant.
Wow. Striper?
Yes, Striper, who couldn't make it in the real rock and roll world, so they said they were Christian rock.
Right. I remember that.
And then I had to engineer a Croatian hour.
Wow.
Don't laugh. I ran the board. I know Nula is number 9 in Croatian.
Oh.
Awesome. Četiri. These are all numbers. They could be bad words. I don't know. Then I ran the board for a polka show.
That is great.
And then I got another hour of Christian rock.
Man. That is a wide circle.
Sure is.
I
love it.
So you're in every direction.
You said you and Orion had a Lithuanian hour. I mean, there was...
Well, the whole station was Lithuanian.
Oh.
So we... I was doing overnights, and he was doing mornings, so we would see each other. Our crosstalk was crazy.
What was your radio name?
Beal. It's the Croatian version of my own name.
Lithuanian, I thought.
Yeah. Well, no, they wanted some Croatian content. So.
Cross-promotion. It's an overlap of cultures.
Yeah.
This is perfect. Did you guys have Lefse?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit every once
What's
in a while.
What's that?
It's potato bread.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just pound it, have a nice hour.
They always had some in the conference room.
Perfect.
They'd bring it in every now and then. It was fun.
You got to take care of your time.
Named after you. Is Lef short for Lefse?
Yeah.
Were you putting the Lef in Lefse?
Yes. Don, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, this is great.
We finally get to work with you, and we really ruined it.
This is beautiful.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Bill has a question, I hear.
I don't think I do. Do I? Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay, great.
Don, you did a story there, story number 3, I believe, about library fines, and there's a rule that you can't check out a library book if you're more than $10 in the rears.
That's correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
nice rear.
Jasmine, flag that for the deposition for later. What is a library fine today? I know what it was when I was a kid. I know how much it costs if you had an overdue library book, but I'm guessing the price structure has changed in all those years, hasn't it? What does it cost? Do we know?
I don't have it in the script exactly here, but I know from my own experience that it's something along the lines of like 35 cents a day per book. Yeah,
but a dollar for DVDs or CDs or movies.
Yes, and it's I think there's like a dollar in there as just like for one of those items just having been overdue,
yes.
They give you a miscellaneous dollar fine.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. When we were kids, Wendy, do you remember what it was at your school or library? It was
like
the same.
Like a nickel a day.
Mine was 2 cents a day.
Maybe it
at
was
both
that.
The local library, the Oak Forest Library, and St. Damon's School, 2 cents a day.
Because
I used to think, that's insanely low.
Absolutely.
Right?
You could keep that book for 20 years.
And no, then $6.
You basically own the thing.
Right. I love going to the library, and I saw the LaGrange Library is going to eliminate their fines, as all are really doing, which is safe to turn the books in now.
So you get like an amnesty period where...
No, they're doing away with fines. I wasn't listening to your entire story. That's it, correct?
Sorry. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
They're just Chicago Public Library is going to eliminate late fees.
Mm-hmm, which I think that's great. I mean, everybody's like, it's pretty hard to get people to read books anyway.
Right.
You know, and utilize a library, which is a great resource.
Yes, it is.
But the fear of that judgment and the late fees and stuff, it's a little bit, it's just not fun.
How will this affect the Dewey Decimal System?
They still use that, right? Because I know
it was
very important for us to learn how to use it, and it goes by the last name of the author and then a category number dot something.
Right.
And it is easy to find books, except then when you get people that I follow, and then I go to get 357.02, and they've moved it to it. Like, you go back to the librarian and say, I can't find it. Oh, well, it says it's not checked
out.
Yeah,
they get very testy.
They can't help you at all.
But somebody has moved it.
Right.
That drives me nuts.
There's nothing,
put it back where it belongs.
There's nothing built into the Dewey Decimal System, though. When Donald Duck's nephew first invented it, he wasn't thinking that at some point somebody could move the book around the library. He was thinking... In his world, everybody will put the thank you. Don.
Yeah, no problem.
Everybody will put the book back where it belongs. That's the way the Dewey Decimal System should work.
Honor system.
Honor system.
What did Huey and Louie do so badly where they didn't get the system?
They just
stole Uncle Scrooge's fortune.
Yeah, almost every week they did that. You
so they didn't
DuckTales.
Need to come up with
a
system.
They
had their own money because they were stealing.
Well, they just figured that whatever Uncle Scrooge put aside for them upon his passing would be enough for them to live on. They assumed that. But, you know, it's a crazy world, Wendy. You don't know.
We all know what happens when you assume, you know?
You can't. I don't think you can say. But we do. But no, Don, we do know.
But we know.
But we know.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, that Harold Washington, that's my favorite. Love that library. It's basically like 10 different countries are operating inside that building.
Why do you say that? How
because
come?
You go up to the one floor, like on 4, and you're looking for fiction, and then you're like, hey, you go to that spot, like Wendy was talking about, book isn't there. You go to the friendly librarian, and you're like, hey, why isn't this up here? Oh, that's because that's in science fiction. That's on floor 7.
Oh.
And then you hop up to the 7th floor, and then you, same thing, not where the author's last name is. Then you ask that 7th floor. Oh, well, that's recently returned. You got to go back down to the popular library on floor 2.
Do they call it the popular library?
They do.
They do?
Yeah. And then how do I feel not checking books out from the popular library?
Oh, right.
Popular.
It makes you feel bad.
Yeah, I hang in the young adult section. That's where I get all my books.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, they're easier to read.
Now, in the old days, if you fully utilized your library for all the resources that it offered, You could rent things that were like microfilms and stuff, and you'd have an elaborate machine in front of you.
Microfiche.
Microfiche.
That's what it was called.
That's what it is. You're right.
F-I-C-H-E.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but now with the internet, where you have the ability to find that stuff online, is that even used anymore? Do people still go to those things or not? I wonder.
Yeah, I don't see, like, I mean, I haven't been to the Herald Washington in admittedly a couple of months. I have some racked up fees
yeah.
that I'm trying
oh.
to avoid.
You're waiting.
Oh, yeah, so now, but when I go back there and the times I've been, it seems like people are not taking, I mean, they got DVDs, they got video games,
right.
they've got a whole media center. They have way more than books in there, but
yeah.
I never see anybody with anything but books in their hands.
Really?
But there has to be still some microfiche unless they've transferred it to.
What about Swedish fiche?
Delicious.
Do they have those?
At the
you
library?
You can't eat in the library.
So, oh, you're not allowed to eat there.
No, you'll get it on a book.
I guess so.
They are.
Yeah. But you could borrow a book. You could take a book home and eat there. You
or just right get, outside the library. Just
yeah,
pop
outside.
It on one of those benches. And
that's right.
Just...
Our library had carols. Did yours? Do you know what those are?
Yes,
Christmas
they were
carols?
Little cubby holes that
they're
you sat in. Little desk areas.
Desk areas
oh.
where the rest of the world is shut
carols?
Out. I don't
I
know
wonder.
Why.
That's nice.
I don't know.
Yeah, I never heard that. I was thinking of Christmas carols when you said it. And I was
well,
like, so
anytime a
singing.
New word would be introduced to us as kids, we would question it. Much
yeah.
like Wendy and I have made a career out of doing.
I think that's fair.
We would just go, why?
Yeah.
Why do we call them the carols? We don't understand.
It's a great question.
Yeah.
And it's how you learn.
Right.
Ask a question.
Don, so true. Thank mm-hmm. you for backing me up on that. That's so true.
I love our library, and for a while, I used to go there and get games for the kids so they could try it out before I spent money on them when they were little. Now
yeah.
they know to do it. I mean, now they just get their own.
They have their own library cards.
Yeah. But they haven't been to the library, I don't think. Sometimes I love going, and my favorite part is the new section. You know, they have all the new books they've received
yeah.
on display. I love books.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to feel them and touch them, and it makes me very excited when I am the first person to take out that book.
Did you ever see a movie called The Human Comedy with Mickey Rooney and Van Johnson?
No, I hate Mickey Rooney, so I would have never seen that.
That's so hurtful, Wendy. There's a scene in The Human Comedy where Mickey Rooney's youngest brother, played by Butch Jenkins, who, Don, I know you're a huge fan of Butch Jenkins'
huge.
Work. Butch Jenkins and his friend are walking through the library in Ithaca, New York, and they both keep saying this. They're looking up at all the shelves of books, and they keep going, all these books, all these books. And then every time I've been in a library since then, that scene is played in my head as I'm walking through the library. I'm just going, just like that little kid, all these books, just looking
it,
all
You
home.
Should speak it out loud.
I
just,
should do
I
that.
I think the librarians would probably
they would
really,
love that.
Yeah.
They would love that. I know, you'd get that.
That's true.
The
they
finger,
would love
you
to tell
shushed.
You to be quiet in a library. The librarians, that's their moment of the day.
Yeah, but they would
tell
they,
some guy to be quiet.
They would shush you in with a happy smile
right.
on
all right,
face.
I have to ask you, and please be honest
yeah.
with me. Bill.
Yeah. Yes.
When was the last time you've been in a library?
3 years ago.
Okay. Because they don't really shush you that
they
much
anymore. They don't
anymore?
Do they text you a shush? An emoji of a shush?
Digital alert.
No,
you are being too loud.
I have asked for things. I still to this day go to the library to take out home improvement books sometimes if I want to try something.
You would do that over looking it up online.
No, I look it up online first.
Yeah.
But sometimes I like to see.
But there's no more shushing in the library?
No.
I'm
fact,
shocked to hear that.
I felt like I should shush them because I would say, this book isn't in, you know, I think somebody. Okay, well, let me go check. I can,
yeah.
And it's like, shouldn't you keep your voice down?
Oh, yeah, they should.
There's people reading in here.
What? Yeah.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Do I work here or do you work here? Why are you so loud?
Right.
Where's Charlie Wojciechowski?
Where is Charlie Wojciechowski? That's a great question.
By the way, do you know how to spell carol? Because our brains thought that the carol was C-A-R-O-L.
It starts with a K, doesn't it?
No.
It doesn't?
Q-U.
No.
No.
Dang it.
C, like Steve Carell, C-A-R-R-E-L.
Oh, I would not have guessed that.
A carol desk is a small desk, usually featuring high sides, meant to visually isolate its user from any surroundings, either partially or totally.
Oh.
So it's like a cubbyhole / desk with high sides so you can have privacy.
Oh, I get. Yeah, I bet you're right.
I am right. I just read it.
One of when I was in school, one year we had too many kids in our regular class, so they had an extra class that used to be the library, was part of the library, and instead of having your traditional desk like every other kid in school, they had carrels, and nobody liked it. Nobody wanted
you're
to be
too
in
there. Isolated.
You're way too isolated.
You can't goof around with the kid next to you.
Imagine sitting in a row of 10 carrels.
Awful.
Like all the kids just want to lean back and talk to each other.
Well, the teacher, Miss Macy, devised the system by which she put her desk in between the two rows of carrels. And if you were in that class, you then, you know how usually you sit with your desk in front of you? So the carrel was too big to be moved. So she would always create like this half circle of kids, and you would turn away from your carrel. You would pick your chair up and face toward the middle of the room where her desk was located.
So you had your back to the carrel.
You had your back to the carrel, which I don't recommend because, Wendy, they will turn on you.
So bad. But when your teacher is done addressing you, you all have to turn around and face it. That's like walking into an elevator and someone's facing the back corner.
Remember when we did that?
Yeah.
We did an experiment at Tribune Tower with our old producer, our former producer, Kevin Richter.
Yeah.
And I think part of it, Stephanie Tishner was with us too, and I think one of us, I thought it was me, had to face the whole elevator. And it was very weird. And then who said the rash comment?
I think that might have been me.
Like, Wendy, has that rash cleared
that was
up?
Me.
And I'm like, thanks a lot.
Yeah. But it was fun to see how people reacted to get on an elevator where everybody's facing the wrong way.
Yeah.
We all face the wall because you get dizzy for a second. It's like, wait, I'm out of sorts.
Yeah, it's an instant way to make someone uncomfortable or feel like they're in the wrong.
Yeah.
That's what we like to do.
Yeah.
That's why we got into radio.
The other one is to just, this is fun, in a city. You need a city for this to work. So get yourself a city and then do this.
Look behind your back.
Look, there's a big city behind me.
We got one.
So you just keep looking up. Right, because when people come by, they will. There's no way they're not also going to look up.
Oh yeah,
like, what's going on?
Especially
up there?
If you stop like right in the middle of like a bridge or a sidewalk,
you get three or four people just looking up, and everybody else will do the same.
Did you learn that from Larry Bud Melman?
He taught me that. Yes, he taught me that. Absolutely,
it's valuable.
This is good news. You can actually pick yourself up a carrel.
I could use a carrel
at Staples. It is a study carrel.
What is what would that run me, Wendy?
$279.
Yeah, that's about. I would say that's about right.
There's an add-on carrel too. If you want to add a second one
an
onto
auxiliary
your first
carrel?
One, yes, that's $229. So you save $50.
Mm.
But it. Mm. How come they called it a carrel and not a carrel?
Mm.
Should totally go carrel.
Yeah,
we should have carrel here.
It's spelled the exact same way?
Well, C-A-R-R-E-L. Is that how he spells his name?
He has
got
two L's.
Two L's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's the difference.
There it is.
Oh, for $461.59, a height-adjustable add-on carrel in cherry wood.
What is that's?
That's luxurious.
Is that made of cherry wood? Is it or
it would have to have accents of cherry wood, right?
It's made of cherry wood.
It is the whole thing.
Okay. Well, that I suppose that
for under $500.
I'm sure there's some particle board involved. This is at Staples. There's a picture of it if you'd like to see.
Don, would you like to go carrel shopping with me after the show?
You know, I could use one, especially in the newsroom over there. Right. That is like
we'll pick a couple up. Let me see, Wendy.
But,
oh, that's a handsome carrel.
Wow.
That's way better than the ones we had in my school. Way better.
They're very similar to the ones that we had in school that were real wood. This would be great for a nice little podcasting area.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
What about, and that's good for sound with the podcasting if it's wood, but like if you wanted, I bet you could do a DIY carrel with cloth at home, you know? Two little metal posts up and just hang like a sail around
you
it.
You could, yeah.
I think you need the secure feeling of some kind of laminate or wood. I think a curtain would not be good.
Mm. I suppose you could have somebody like putting their hand against it and
or peeking through it, you know, like pulling the curtain apart. Like the whole part of this carrel was so you couldn't copy off your neighbor's quiz. And you could focus and study.
I guess that was the main reason.
And
I don't
know. Quiet in there. If you stuck your head in the carrel, you know, it was a desk, but then it had like, you know, kind of a phone booth around it. And you'd scoot your chair up there. And it was pretty quiet, almost too quiet for me to work.
I think, though, it set a nice pace for people who would go on to have workstations. You know what I mean? People, you know how in a lot of offices, you get a very small amount of territory.
A cubicle.
A cubicle. So I think what it did was it got people ready for that.
So carrels are like cubicles, but
in training.
Wheels.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
This is, okay.
Yep.
So I see that. Yeah, I could see that. Cherry wood. Yeah. Cherry wood training wheel cubicle.
Would That's you nice. Be put off, Wendy, if I started using one during the show? If I sat here, because the space that they've given us is very open.
Be great for sound.
But keep that for sound, a sound reason,
right,
it would
right
be
in here.
Tremendous. But would that upset you? There'd be no visual contact anymore. I would just be in my own little world.
Which you are every day.
I know, but then I could use it as an excuse. I could say, well, of course I'm in my own little world. I'm isolated.
Right.
I'm in a carol.
I can't see that computer
monitor. Would that be upsetting
monitor.
Or would that be a welcome change?
I like to see you, quite
All right.
honestly.
I will not. Well, I will scrap our carol shopping adventure.
Well, I'll still take one. I could
I'll get you one.
One in the
I'll get you one. You're hard to shop for, so now I know what to get you.
Just picky.
All right.
Yeah.
Glen Ellen's library has a coffee shop in it.
Does it really?
That's according to
well,
a texter.
They can't say no talking in there. There's no way.
Yeah, wow. On this side, it's
yeah.
a bubbling conversation, and over here you got readers.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know, books and beverages that stain don't go hand in hand.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I spent, when I went to Columbia... It's Columbia College now, but I just like to say Columbia.
Oh, I do the same thing.
You do the same.
I went to Columbia College,
you don't need
and
to say
I
the
don't
whole thing.
Say college.
Let's
no.
just say Columbia. When I attended Columbia, Wendy, I had several intervals where I would have a class, and then there was like a 2 or 3 hour gap,
mm-hmm.
and I spent a good deal of time in the library
sleeping.
No, studying.
Looking up porn on the computers.
No, they didn't have porn. Wasn't invented then.
Oh yeah, I guess
porn came after I was in college. They invented porn.
What was the date?
It was it 1988, 1989? I can't remember.
Yes.
The,
I was one.
Remember
and a half.
The month?
But it was
when,
amazing.
That's when that was invented. Come on. But I would really spend several hours
yeah.
studying, you know, whatever my other classes were. I got a lot done in the library, like way more than in grade school or high school. I really used it to its full extent back then.
That's what libraries are good for. 630 says they don't shush you. Our Naperville library is just filled with high schoolers who use it as a group study space.
Wow.
Mm. That's fun. I'm sorry. I like a group study
yeah.
space. You can goof around and
yeah.
get some homework done
yep.
and still be social.
Yep.
The Humboldt Park Library has a big, like, kid space. I remember walking through there, and there's, like, a giant area where kids are playing with blocks and kind of playing together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there's kids' books around, but, like, it's definitely a noisy library to walk into, but it's also kind of a happy atmosphere.
How close are you to a Barnes & Noble?
I usually go to the one down on Jackson.
Oh, you do?
The DePaul campus one, yeah.
When our daughters were young, like normally you would have taken them to a library to look for kids' books, but the Barnes & Noble was so close to us that several times a week we would go and we would get kids' books and we would either sit on the floor or at one of those really little tables.
So you'd read them and leave?
Yeah.
You didn't buy them?
No. And like I'm amazed that Barnes & Noble would allow that.
No wonder they went out of business.
But also, we were by far not the only adults doing that. There were tons of other parents. Like, we didn't invent that, obviously. But I was always amazed that there would be 8 or 9 or 10 other parents in similar situations.
You have to buy something on your way
we
out.
We would buy stuff.
What,
yeah.
a caramel?
Like a biscotti.
Something like that, yes. No, I've spent so much. I mean, really, I don't think I've ever been in a Barnes & Noble where I haven't bought something. I always buy stuff.
Yeah, and they're, I mean, marked up slightly. On the
a little bit.
You can do a paperback, and it's like $30.
Right.
You're like, all right, I've contributed.
But aren't
here.
You surprised that after all those visits, like no Barnes & Noble representative said, you know, we see you in here 3 or 4 times a week. Do you want to buy this Dr.
I'm
Seuss
shocked.
Book? What's wrong with you?
I never did that.
You never did?
No. I would just go get the book.
Hmm.
I feel stupid for not having thought of that, Bill. But
yeah.
Wendy, I'm with you. I never did
wouldn't,
that.
No.
I would maybe read like a first couple of pages to see if I it was
if
a book
you're
I
interested.
Wanted to
but
yeah.
a kid's book only takes 6 minutes to read anyway.
Yeah,
yeah so buy it, cheapskate.
Yeah, but then they get sick of it. Not,
I'm
please,
so with you.
Not
but
Goodnight Moon again, Dad. Anything but Goodnight Moon, please.
I spent $200 on this one book, buying it for you 20 times.
Yeah, but then at least they get to chew on it and stuff.
Oh.
You know, you can't chew on one in the store and put it back.
No, they get weird if you do that.
It's true.
Don, thank you for
it's
hanging
true.
Out with us. This
oh.
was fun.
Yeah, it was my
we'll
pleasure.
Do this again.
Yeah, this has been
Thanks,
great.
Don Schleppen.
All right.
You guys
and when
are great.
You see me with a gift for you and it's shaped like a carol, don't be shocked when it is.
Thank you.
All
I'm
right.
looking forward to that.
All right, good. We'll take a quick break. We'll close things off next. Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Good night until we meet again. Adios.
Adios.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen.
Listen to you.
Till then.
In every language, Wendy.
Hey, what's hot and what's cold? Brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men. We said the word Carol 50 plus times.
We broke
times.
A record, we were told. The Guinness Book of World Records phoned us and congratulated us on saying the word Carol more than anybody else in the history of the planet.
Tomorrow,
how about that?
You can join us on 7:20 a.m. It's a Tech Tuesday, so we'll do that. And we have a...
Rich Scheidner, Wendy, will make a return visit to the show. He's very, very funny.
He's a comedian.
Oh, I was not aware of that.
I always forget him. I mean, I love when he's up here.
But?
I don't put the face in the... It's not a household name yet.
Will you tell him that?
No.
No, let's keep that under our hats.
I think he's super funny.
Yeah. Well, that's the game plan for tomorrow anyway. It says bring Rich Scheidner in and be funny with him. So, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening, and let's try this again tomorrow. Will there be magic again?
We'll see. We'll see. That's it. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Serving the great Midwest from Chicago, this is WGN at AM 720 on your radio and on smart devices anywhere just by saying play WGN Radio on TuneIn.
WGN Chicago.
A Nexstar Media Group station.